Stuart Murray Wilson's lawyer says he doesn't expect his 71-year-old client will get a harsh penalty for new rape convictions. Wilson is a serial rapist, infamously known as the Beast of Blenheim. He was jailed for 21 years in 1996. That was for violent sexual attacks on women. He's served that sentence and is living in a house on Whanganui prison grounds under strict supervision. But more jail time is possible after he was found guilty at the High Court in Auckland yesterday of more historic rapes, including that of a 9-year-old girl. Wilson's lawyer is Andrew McKenzie. He told our court reporter Annika Smith that the guilty verdicts were disappointing and a tough sentence shouldn't necessarily be expected.
The judge will have to take into account the fact that Mr. Wilson was already sentenced to 21 years imprisonment since this offending occurred. So obviously any sentence will need to take that into account, and I think the early indications are that any extra sentence or extra imprisonment will be at the lower end of any scale.
How do you see that sort of sentence outcome changing the way that he's living his life at the moment under strict ESO conditions?
Well, in one way, it might actually mean that he can have some company and have some human company, because one of his complaints about living on the house at Whanganui Prison is that he's effectively on house arrest without, a lot of human interaction. He gets, a few hours a day where he's meeting humans. Otherwise, other than that, he's just on his own. So, the prison environment, is not ideal, I'm sure, but, will at least give him some human contact, which I'm sure he's been missing.
How do you think this police investigation came about, given that the charges date back to that same time bracket that the 96 trial was based on?
It's a bit of a mystery even now as to how this all came about, because two of the complainants went to the police in 96 and clearly no one thought at that stage it was worth prosecuting. Two other complainants came forward in 2012, and here we are in 2018 with the trial. So there are a few gaps as to what's been happening, and they're not gaps that I can fill in as to why these decisions were made.
And how do you think he fared throughout the trial? I mean, he's 71.
I know he found it all very disruptive. He's hasn't been in the prison environment now for at least 5 years, and obviously prison's changed probably quite a lot even in those 5 years. But a situation where he just, I suppose, has to put up with it and focus on where that might go.
And just one last question, do you have any concerns about him going back to prison?
No. I think, he managed to keep himself reasonably safe for 21 years. I'm sure he could do a couple more if that was the outcome.
Murray Wilson's lawyer, Andrew McKenzie, speaking there to our reporter, Annika Smith.